Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. If you've missed any of my shows, you want to go back and listen to the archives. I've interviewed quite a lot of people on there. Last week, I interviewed Stephen Leibowitz, who's not only a film critic, but has been involved in the film industry a bit himself, as well as being a haunted house actor and different types of things. I've also interviewed last month Mark Feinberg. I had a great interview with him, director of Play the Game. He's worked with Andy Griffith and a lot of great people that were in that movie, Doris Roberts. And you definitely want to check out that interview. It went great. In addition, I interviewed Joel Sotolongo, who's best known for Work of Art and some other projects he's involved with now, and Julia Dyer, who did The Playroom, which really hit the indie circuit hard. So I've interviewed a little bit of everyone on this show since the very beginning, back a year ago when I started the show. And it was just getting started back then. I had, you know, very few listeners. Now I've got a lot of listeners, so I'm really appreciative of that. Well, today I'm going to be interviewing someone a little bit different. We have Sang-Koo Kang, who's otherwise known as Master Sang. He has shown off his martial arts skills in films like Rush Hour 2 and 3, and he will be joining our show shortly. And he's working on a new movie with The Rock, so I can't wait to talk to him about that as well. He is working with director Brett Ratner, who, coincidentally, I know Brett. I used to be a neighbor with Brett when I was in Los Angeles, and I worked for a talent management company, and I was actually just down the hall from Brett when he was just getting started in the industry. And of course, he has a Miami connection as well and went off to Los Angeles, and Master Sang met him here in Miami too. Now, I am personally training with Master Sang. He has martial arts studios throughout South Florida, not only in Miami, but also up in Coconut Creek, which is where I train. And I do Taekwondo and Muay Thai, which is a combination of different tactics, boxing and kicking, that type of thing. So we're going to be talking about all those techniques that he does, and it's more than just the physical fighting. It's also about the mindset and the discipline of doing it, and about respect as well. He works with people of all ages, little kids, older people, and of course he has trainers that work with him. So if I can't work directly with Master Sang, I'm working with some of the other people there at the studio. But it's interesting to get involved in the fight industry and try to, in the films, to try to do stunt work and that type of thing is a whole different ball game. It's not like being an actor or being a filmmaker. You have to have a lot of strength and endurance to be able to do those fight scenes. He was telling me about Rush Hour and some of the long days he spent, you know, 16 hours working on fight scenes. I can't imagine. You know, it's hard for me to do 45 minutes. I'm panting after 45 minutes. But he and I are going to be doing a class for actors on March 22nd. So anyone that's out there that is in the acting industry or even a filmmaker who maybe wants to dabble in getting involved in doing stunts, for instance, can come and, you know, check out the class. The class is free, and it is going to be on March 22nd. And if you'd like to get involved in the class, you can email me. My email address is ravenprods, ravenprods, @yahoo.com. And I would be happy to add you to the list. I've got quite a list growing right now of people that are interested. A lot of people have been worried about the intensity level of the class, which is certainly a concern. Some people have said they had arthritis or heart issues or anything like that, but Master Sang has promised to be gentle. He knows that there's a lot of new people to the class that aren't, you know, exercising every day, and he will be showing techniques that are not too hard. I'm a person who doesn't always exercise all the time, although I am fairly physically fit, I suppose, but I don't go out there and run marathons by any means of the imagination. So for me, like I said, I run out of breath after 45 minutes, and that's something that I've been working on, trying to beef up my training in between working with Master Singh so that I don't have those moments where I'm just ready to quit. I think that physical fitness is important for any actor, and that's something I talk about. I haven't said on this program too much, but I also have a book I wrote myself about getting involved in the acting industry, and I talk about physical fitness and keeping your image and all of these different aspects of acting beyond the general terms of, you know, resumes and headshots and acting classes and all of that. But if anyone is interested in that book, you can check that out. It is available on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Rachel Galvin, or type in the name of the book, Basics of the Biz, and you can find out more about that book. It's 184 pages, and I have a glossary of terms in there. The only thing that needs to be updated in there is the union information. With the merger of the unions, of course, that information is a little bit dated, but I think overall the book is a great resource for anyone that's interested in getting involved in acting, if you have a friend that wants to get in the biz. I kind of talk about some of my experiences moving out to Los Angeles and being kind of on my own out there, and I talk about that, and just coming out to South Florida and the difference between the two. I have a lot of friends that are here in South Florida that want to move to Hollywood, and it's not that easy. It's not easy at all to be an actor out there, because everyone is an actor in Los Angeles. All your waiters are actors, and it's very competitive, and people aren't always so friendly sometimes because it's so competitive. But I'm going to talk a little bit now to Master Singh, who's on the line, who's going to tell us a little bit about how he got involved in his films. I think I have him here. Okay, Master Singh, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Great, great.
Great. Well, I'm going to dive right in. I want to talk about Rush Hour and how you ended up being in that movie.
Okay. 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 What happened is the director, Brett Renner, he went to high school with me. And then he knows I do teach martial art down here in South Florida. And he gave me opportunity to get involved with the, doing the action film with the Rush Hour 2 and 3. And that's how I did it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And now, had you done any movie projects at all before that?
No, actually, yes. I did some little independent film, a few other movies before Rush Hour 2 and 3.
It must have been kind of a rude awakening to get involved suddenly. You're on the set and you have to do all these martial arts. Was it a little difficult at first?
Yes, you know, I mean, yeah, Jackie Chan, he's a master of all the stunts and fighting choreograph, all that, all this, you know, Chinese martial art, all that. But for me, it was Hollywood was first time when I get there, year 2000, Rush Hour 2. And I just have to quickly, I know how to do martial art, all the fighting scene and all the stuff, but it was very difficult for me. It was not easy for me first time, because you have to get to know everybody first, you know, you have to work with them many times, but it was first time working with them, so it was very difficult for me first time, you know.
And Jackie Chan was kind of one of your idols, so what was it like meeting him?
You know, since when I was a little kid, you know, like not only me, so many other Korean and all over the world, and Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee was all the idol of a lot of children all over the world. And then when I saw him first time, year 2000, when I got to Hollywood, I mean, I was really, you know, can't believe it. I have an opportunity to meet him and then doing the work with him together. And when I saw him first time, and I was very excited about it, you know, because I always see him on TV, movies. And when I was a little kid, I used to watch Drunken Master. I mean, he was amazing how he does all those things. And here I am and finally work with him together, you know.
Did you learn something about being in an action movie from watching him or from him directly? Did you learn
Yes, of course. Like I was telling you before, I mean, Jackie Chan, he's a great martial artist. Not only that, but he knows how to work with many different situations with, one of those objects with a chair, table. When he look at the certain places, he's a brilliant guy. He come up with all fighting scene and, you know, how do he make it look so, like it look real, you know? And and all those things, you know, I learned how to make it a bit exciting about fighting scene in the movie screen, you know?
Now, did he do a lot of the choreography or was someone else also doing choreography?
Yeah, mainly Jackie Chan knows, he knows he have ideas exactly how he want to make movies and doing the fighting scene. Of course, he got all the information from a director. And then and Jackie Chan create all that. And then he have his all the stunt people, stunt coordinator, they all work together. They create, they made a fighting scene. But mainly Jackie Chan give all the ideas, yes.
And how long were those scenes? Did you spend a lot of time?
Well, you know, the first time, Rush Hour 2, I was just fighting a lot of time. I spent time with them. I did a fighting scene with a massage parlor. And then there's like 10, 11, 12 hours a day and I work every day in so many weeks, you know. But then when I see in the movie, I mean, they, you know, sometimes they cut it out a lot. Sometimes they use certain footage, you know, and just a few little different scenes and they spend so many times because I guess the director, Brad, he's best of what he does and he's a perfectionist, you know, so he does so many different, shot, you know, I mean, you have to do it again and again and again, again until you get the right scene, you know. And so, sure, it's just a few things, you know, we do and spend so many hours, so many days, you know.
Did you also have rehearsals or was the set, you know, that day the first time you done it?
No, I didn't get hurt anything, but I seen people get hurt. But then also a lot of guys there, they are the professional, you know, that's what they do for a living many, many years. So they know exactly what they're doing and they just good at what they do.
I'm hearing a lot of background noise, like wind. Are you outside?
Yes, I'm outside. I'm going to go inside now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What was Chris Tucker like? Was he really funny in person?
Chris Tucker is, you know how Chris Tucker is. He's a great talker and he's a comedian. And, I mean, he makes everybody laugh, you know. It's, with him, come on in a movie together with Jackie Chan. And it's a perfect combination, you know, because Jackie can do certain things. And Chris Tucker come, I mean, he's very friendly and he knows how to make people laugh. And, you know, when, as soon as he walk in, everything, all the mood, everything added to change, you know.
And you were in Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour 3. What were the two different parts that you had? You had the massage parlor. That was 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Rush Hour 2. And then Rush Hour 3, I did it in that Eiffel Tower. And on top of the Eiffel Tower, I had a big fighting scene with Chris Tucker this time, Rush Hour 3.
Mm-hmm. So did you learn something between the two movies? Was it easier the second time?
Oh, yeah, second time, of course, and everything else is just like that. You know, when you have experience, you get better, you know. So second time, first time I was kind of lost first time, but second time, Rush Hour 3, I mean, I had more confidence. I get to know everybody already. So it was much easier to work with it. All the people I work with at Rush Hour 2, a lot of them come back, same Rush Hour 3, so it was easy to work with everybody and they get to know me and we know each other, so it was much better, you know.
What was it like working with Brett?
Brett Renner, I'm telling you, he's a great director. He make, he's the man with he's very genius. He knows exactly how to make all the movies, you know, exciting, action, funny. I mean, he knows how to put together. He makes great movies, you know, so about action scene and like I said earlier, he's like a perfectionist, you know, he want to make certain thing and perfect until he got it right, he doesn't stop, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was some of your favorite moments from the set? Did you have some favorite moments?
Favorite moment was, yes, the Rush Hour 3, I was doing the set, you know, because I was mainly fighting with Chris Tucker. And I have to show him a couple of moves, you know, different things. And there's a scene, Chris Tucker was walking in front of me. I was following him behind. And I have to kick him with a front kick and kicking his back. And then he turned around. He's supposed to be like the really shocking and supposed to start fighting with me. But then when I just lightly touching him and kicking him back, he got really shocked and he was surprised and he was like scared or something. And then after that, and every time I want to kick him, and then he, before I kick him, he just turned around, you know. So it was funny. I mean, we've done so many scenes and he was really scared. He think I was going to really kick him something, and you know, keep turning around before I kick him, you know. So timing was not right. So we did so many different times, you know, with him fighting scene, you know. So that was really fun at that time.
What do you think was the most challenging part of doing those movies?
What happened is you're supposed to act in a certain way, but sometimes I really didn't understand how my reaction is supposed to be. You know, I wasn't sure, making a scene with a serious or pain and things. But sometimes when you saw me fighting scene and I just get lost, sometimes how I'm supposed to be doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep track when you're fighting and acting at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, Brett is putting you in a new movie with The Rock. Tell me about that project.
Yes, I don't have a clear detailed information, but all I know is there's going to be a filming Budapest as we speak. They're doing right now. And in the month of May, May 15, there will be a big Battlefield, like an action sequel. You know, we're doing a fighting scene with The Rock and all the people. And that's what I know I'm going to be doing it 2 months with the and I'm going to be looks. I guess there's no Asian people they need it. So he told me he was going to do a paint a face and looks like a Greek warrior, you know. So So that's I know, doing something like that, you know.
So you're going to be a Greek soldier or something, Greek warrior in this movie.
Well, yeah, something like that. And it's pretty exciting, you know. You know, I'm going to be gone and doing it 2 months. So it's going to be a lot of work and exciting action and pretty exciting about it, you know.
What does your family think about you being gone for 2 months?
Family thinking, well, you know, my wife and children, they all are very supportive, you know. They support whatever I do, and I think they're going to come join with me later on, you know, end of the summer.
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah.
And you're training for this right now. What kind of training do you have to do to kind of get ready for this?
Well, you know, I just keep practicing what I've been doing. I do a little bit of working out, doing with the weight training a little bit to build it up, bigger muscle, and then doing some practicing training. You know, so this way I do a lot of stretching. So when I'm doing some action scene, I don't get hurt easily, you know. So prepare doing a lot of stretching and conditioning training, things like that.
You're also lifting weights, aren't you, to kind of bulk up a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, do something like that, building up, you know?
Okay. And now, do you have to be in the union in order to do these stunts?
Yes, I'm in the SAG union. I've been in the union since the year 1999.
Now, did you get in the union because of Rush Hour? Did he tap target
you? Brad gave me opportunity, so... After Rush Hour 2, I become a union, yes.
Okay. Are you guys all going to be staying in the same hotel in Budapest? Do you know where you're staying yet?
No, I have no idea where I'm going to stay yet, you know? Yes.
Do you know any of the language over there? Can you speak any? I don't know what they speak in Budapest.
I have no idea. I've never been there, and I only heard, and I know it's a really nice place. So I'm just excited about going over there, doing the work with the Brad and Rock, and so excited about it, you know?
Besides being in movies, you have your own martial arts studios. Tell me a little bit about how you got your start having your studios and where they're located.
We have about six locations. One is very first time, 23 years ago, opened one, 1990, Miami Beach location, Coral Gable, Aventura, Miami Garden, Pembroke Pine, and we have a Coconut Creek. And, I mean, I used to compete a lot, and, you know, I have a passion. We used to love in training all the time, and then a lot of people come ask me, you're such a good with the martial art, why don't you teach people, you know? So I take your advice. I opened the studio in 1990. And then since then, we've been running it. We have about 1,000 students come every week, children 83 years up to 70, 74 years old. And men, women, children, families, I mean, it's great, you know. And also we have a wonderful instructors, masters from Korea. We have about 16 guys all working together every day, helping, you know, helping people's lives, teaching families, children. I mean, it's all a wonderful thing, you know. You hear so many good things from all the parents, and then as the children, they change their lives. I mean, it's great.
And you've trained a lot of, you've trained athletes, you've trained actors like Christian Slater, for instance, and you have a TNT program that he's doing and some of the other ones are doing. Tell me about TNT.
Yeah, I mean, we do TNT. It's a combination of Taekwondo, Muay Thai, and combination. Anybody can learn, and it's not about how hard, how good you are. It's everybody can try, everybody can be good at, and it's great. I mean, because I put together boxing, Muay Thai, Taekwondo combination, and I mean, it's not like what I'm good at. This program is for people, you know. So when they start training one time and two time, everybody get into it, they get addicted to it, you know. Then they train for life. And then we Brett Renner, he's going to train in the movie set. Every day he want to train. And now we're teaching a lot of different people, politicians, actors, business people. They all come training. And Christian Slater also training about two times a week. He's really, really into it. They love it, you know. So you won't miss it every Monday, Friday classes.
And what does Taekwondo stand for?
Taekwondo is a punching, kicking, mind included. Minds include like teaching people life, respect, confidence, leadership, courtesy. That's mind. Just like kickboxing is punching and kicking for American way, but Taekwondo just like that kickboxing, but those included, those including mind training, like what I just explained to you about self-discipline, confidence, respect, courtesy, all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What are some of the benefits you can get from doing martial arts besides, you know, if you want to be an actor and, you know, do stunts, you know, for the regular person, what are some of the other benefits that you get out of doing it?
I think if you find the right school, you're training regularly, you're going to change your attitude, you feel good about yourself, release the stress, lose weight, families stick together, bonding together with the children's mom and dad, all the families. And then you look forward to every day people can come. And after school, children get stressed too. They're learning. They're not only learning how to punch and kick. They're teaching them how to say no to strangers, teaching them how to fight back against bullies. And, you know, children normally they do good, better school because they're training. They learn how to focus better. Listening skills changing immediately. All those, so many benefits, you know, it's hard to explain to you, but when you're training, even kid and adult, everybody change, you know, their attitude change and, you know, everything change, you know.
And also it's very healthy. A lot of exercise.
Yes. Oh, definitely. You know, you did training.
I wonder how many calories I'm burning when I do the 45-minute session.
Yes. No. Yeah. You burn a lot of calories. Besides that, you're changing muscle toning, and you release the stress. Your strength change. Your attitude change, and everything's changed. You know.
Now you also do classes for self defense too. Do you have any? Are you going to be doing more classes in self defense too?
Yes, we do have during the class time, adult classes, women and men. We do a lot of conditioning training and also with the self-defense in case something happened, you know how to protect yourself. I mean, and nothing is perfect, but when you're practicing so many times, you become aware of all the time something happened in your life, you know? So mm-hmm. we're going to do that, teaching you self-defense class. Hapkido training is Korean martial art. When somebody's grabbing you, somebody attack with a knife, somebody's behind you, grabbing you, you know, attacking you, things like that. We're teaching you how to use techniques, and it's going to be very fun and exciting classes.
On March 22nd, you're having a free fight class for actors. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be training there.
March 22nd, we have all the actors going to come training. We're going to do basically everybody come first time. We're going to start very slow, not too heavy and too hard. I want everybody to just funny enough understand. It's more like an introductory. They're going to learn some basic punches, kicks, and stretching and conditioning training, and do a little boxing, Muay Thai, little self-defense, little bit knife attack situation, knows how to handle that situation, and do some stretching, and we're going to have a lot of fun that day.
Yeah. what advice would you give for someone who wants to get into the industry and do kind of the martial arts that you do on film?
You're talking about somebody, what about movie acting or
yeah.
the action thing?
Yeah. How do you think they should go about trying to get into the industry? You kind of got lucky to see you met Brett, but
yeah.
do you have any advice about someone, you know, how they could get involved in that?
Well, I think you really, you know, everything else is the same thing. You have to be very unique. You have to be very good at what you do. You have to be, I think the important thing is whatever you do, any kind of martial art, anything's done, you have to be very unique. You know, you're different than others, you know. And then you keep practicing, go to acting classes, and you have to prepare yourself, you know. And then you got to go a lot of auditions and live in California and then go to auditions and then, meeting the right people, and then, you know, nothing going to be perfect. You just have to keep trying, you know, keep going to auditions and prepare yourself and in case anything to show people, you know.
Do you think it's important to cross-train and do a lot of different types of things besides martial arts?
Yes, I think you have to be good at many things, you know. Not only that, you have to do gymnastics. You have to work with the weapons, martial art, and all those things, you know, dancing, important, gymnastic, weapon training, all those things. The more you know and more information you have, and you have a much better opportunity, you're going to win the battle, you know.
Martial arts is kind of like dancing in a way. You have to have that kind of rhythm, right?
Oh, yes, of course, you know. So. Gotta take
have you
classes
taken dancing?
No, dancing classes, I never did it, you know. I never did
okay.
dancing classes, yes.
Okay.
Everything actually, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
What?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is with the dancing classes, you have to... You know, I mean, all the action movie and everything is, for example, with the Rush Hour, it's much more fun. And when you do dancing and action and comedy all included, it's much, much better than just doing the action, you know?
Mm-hmm. we're kind of running out of time, but I wanted to see if there's any last things that you want to say about your studio or about the movie or how would they find out more about you?
Okay, you can get into our website, mastertntacademy.com. We teach, we have all the locations, Bay and Broward County. And anybody interested, they can just come on and try. There's no obligation. We have wonderful family classes and with a lot of private lessons. All they have to do is call, get into our website, call and make your appointment. Just come on and try, and you're going to experience something wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess we're done then.
Yeah. Thank
All
you,
right,
Master
Rachel. Thank you
I'll
for being
you
on the show
again
today.
Next week. Thank you very much, okay?
Okay,
have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was Master Singh. And if you missed any of this interview. You can go back and listen to it and listen to his website again, and you can check out his classes if you're here in South Florida and you want to check them out. But I would really highly suggest, if you are in the film industry or actor, you come to the fight class I was mentioning on March 22nd. And if you email me, I will be sending you all the details, the address, more information about exactly what we're going to be doing. I don't know exactly what techniques he's going to teach, but I'm sure it's similar to what I've been learning, but at a much more basic level. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great. It's going to be fun just to hang out with the actors. And for those of you that are a little leery about getting involved, just show up and watch. And the film, I'm sorry, the class will be taped also. We're going to videotape it so that hopefully we can put it online or something. We'll see how it goes. But email me. My email address is ravenprods, ravenprods at yahoo.com. And I will put you on the list if you'd like to show up to the class. Also, if you're a filmmaker and you'd like to be on this show, please feel free. Please feel free to email me, and I will be happy to look at your information about your movie and bring you on the show when I can. I've got some exciting guests coming up soon. I'm not going to announce them yet. Especially in April, I've got some good people coming up, so I'm looking forward to that. And you can always tune in here to the show and, like I said, listen to the archives and just keep up to date, because I do have the show every Sunday at 1 o'clock. So I will be back next week, guys, and thank you for tuning in. All right. Bye-bye.